Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane on 702.
So as I said earlier this week, the crypto market plummeted after Tesla, the car manufacturer, announced that it will no longer accept Bitcoin for car purchases. The CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, on Wednesday basically said they've been long brewing a sort of environmental concerns, which are the reason behind the company's U-turn when it comes to accepting Bitcoin. But of course, this had a huge impact, huge fallout for the cryptocurrency market. Bitcoin fell by more than 17% after Elon Musk tweeted his decision. And I just wondered, how does one man have so much sway? How does one man have such an impact? To help us understand and answer this question is Jan Vermeulen, editor-at-large at My Broadband, and I dare say, friend of Weekend Breakfast. Jan, welcome to the program once again. Always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. And indeed, thank you. I'm glad to be counted a friend.
So, Jan, you know, what does it mean when, you know, Elon Musk merely tweets that Tesla, Bitcoin, we're no longer accepting cryptocurrency as payment for our vehicles, and he has this outsized impact on the markets? Should things be that way? What's going on here?
Yeah, so it's an interesting one, and a couple of factors here. So firstly, I'm not convinced this was all Elon, and maybe we can get into that, but Elon Musk did have an impact, and let's talk about that first. So the reason for Elon Musk did have an impact on this is because he's regarded as a smart guy with a handle on the future of technology, right? So he's seen as a kind of oracle for where technology is going to go and where humanity is going to go in the context of technology. And so when Elon Musk comes out and says something is wrong with this technology, then it's going to have an impact on that manufacturer, right? So you can imagine if you have something negative to say about a smartphone manufacturer or any other kind of tech, people are going to think twice about whether to buy that technology. And in this case, you know, it's very easy to see the impact of the negative opinion of Elon Musk, because Bitcoin is literally pegged to the US dollar. It's traded on a real-time basis.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the only bearish thing to happen in the lead-up in the past week, in the lead-up to this. So firstly, there's these you might have heard about Dogecoin.
Yes.
and about all the memes flying around on social media, you know, about these so-called dog coins. And one of these dog coins was a token called Shiba Inu.
Quickly explain what dog coins are for those of us that need a refresher.
Yeah, sure. I would think of them in the same way as penny stocks, except far more speculative even than that.
Yeah.
These are cryptocurrencies that are incredibly cheap to buy, usually, and they are built around internet memes. So the OG, the original here, is Doge, Dogecoin, which is built on a meme from 2013, the so-called Doge, which was a Shiba Inu dog that had, you know, its photo taken and a whole bunch of funny messages photoshopped on top of it, right?
Yeah.
And so it was really intended as a joke and as a lighthearted jab at people who took cryptocurrency so seriously. But it's really taken off in the past year, partly on the back of Elon Musk tweeting about it and you know, leaning into the joke heavily.
Yeah.
But out of that, there's been just a flood of other meme coins. One of them, that was quite popular, Shiba Inu. Another one is Safe Moon. There's hordes of them.
Yeah.
Don't buy them, folks. But the thing is that the Shiba Inu token, what happened there was they gave half of the market cap, half of the tokens ever made for the Shiba Inu meme coin, to Vitalik Buterin. He is the creator of Ethereum. And what Buterin did was he donated all of it to COVID relief in India.
Mm.
And so folks panicked at that, because they figured, well, whoever, you know, received these tokens are going to sell them off so that they could, you know, be used towards COVID relief in India. And we're talking about $1 billion worth of tokens. But it's not a very liquid market, because it's a meme coin. It's not like a real cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And so that also caused the sell-off. And so there's all these factors that kind of conspired together in the last week that led to the price of Bitcoin itself falling, because all these markets are interlinked.
Yeah. Well, you know, so let's talk about the fact that about 2 months after Tesla had announced that they would be taking Bitcoin as right. payment and currency, they make an about turn. And you wonder why, or I wonder why, you know, this even had to come to this point, because we've always known the environmental impact of mining Bitcoin has always been known. It was never a secret. So what right. changed?
Right, and look, there is some room for debate here, because what's missing from this discussion is what is the source of the energy for mining Bitcoin. Now, we know that just under half the hash power of the Bitcoin blockchain is localized in China. 60% of its power comes from coal, right? So there is like a little bit of cause from concern there, but there's also a lot of power that comes from hydroelectric and other renewable sources. Mm-hmm. And so that part of the discussion is completely missing, which is unfortunate because, you know, we're staring ourselves blind purely at the electricity consumption of the Bitcoin blockchain. And while it's important to have a discussion about whether the energy cost is worth the economic value, we're kind of getting lost in the weeds there. Now, to your point about, you know, what's changed in Elon Musk's mind, that is such a good question. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there, and fueled by the fact that we saw a lot of on-chain action ahead of Elon Musk tweeting this, almost as if people knew what was coming before it happened.
And so there's
a lot of theories out there. One I saw that was quite interesting is that this is about Tesla's renewable energy credits. And at the very least, one can see that it's about Tesla's reputation as a green energy company. And so because there's all this PR noise around, you know, the environmental impact of Bitcoin without really thinking of it in context, okay, what's the environmental impact of actual mining, of the global financial system, just of central banks, compared to Bitcoin, the central banks whose existence Bitcoin threatens. None of that is being discussed. And instead, you know, there's this narrative being beat about, because it's easy, right? You can understand why, because the headlines are grabby. Bitcoin uses more energy than Argentina, than Ireland, than, you know, 8 times what Facebook and Google do. But it lacks incredibly important context.
Yeah.
And so, why did Elon do an about turn after 2 months? There's this theory, which we'll see how this shakes out, that it has to do about Tesla's renewable energy credits business. Tesla isn't profitable without it.
Yes.
And so there's a theory that he was trying to safeguard and signal to regulators that, you know, they are being responsible in terms of the energy mix that they consume. And so Bitcoin was a casualty.
You know, also problematic, all of this is, you know, I think incredibly problematic if the market is going to respond so quickly that we all get whiplash, and that, you know, that the market, you know, the market falls so sharply based on the utterances, or a tweet, by the way, the tweets of someone who does have skin in the game. You know, he's not just, right. he's not just an investor. He's not just a market watcher. He does have skin in the game. He stands to benefit. Surely, this is all just a self-fulfilling problem. Prophecy, and it's a problematic.
It is potentially, but also, as I said, it wasn't just Elon. So if Elon's tweet stood on its own, then, you know, the effect on Bitcoin might not have been nearly as large. And these kinds of drawdowns that we see, especially in a bull market on Bitcoin, they're not unusual. They've happened before. They will happen again. It's an incredibly volatile market at the moment. It's still very early days. And so I also think it's important to keep in mind that, you know, Bitcoin is up, you know, several times since the start of the bull market. It started at $10,000 and it peaked at over 60, and it's currently just under 50. And even if you bought Bitcoin at the peak at the last bull run in 2017, before it came crashing down and, you know, eventually hovered under $10,000 for years, you would be up. Like you would have doubled your money since then if you just held on. And so I think it's important to keep in context just, you know, what we mean by crash in price. Yes, the price has moved dramatically, but if, you know, depending on where you invested, you still have double your money. And so, yes, it is a problem that the market can move so suddenly, but, you know, we can make the same argument about, or similar argument about the Rand. The Rand is an incredibly volatile currency. It is beloved and hated by Forex traders for that reason. Because it swings so wildly, you can profit quite nicely off of trading, say, of the Rand-dollar pair. And it moves on a dime, right? Yeah. It just takes President Ramaphosa to fire, not President Ramaphosa.
It takes a suspension. It takes a suspension email, a suspension letter from the SG of a political party to get the phones ringing and people reassessing and evaluating.
Or where former President Zuma fired our finance minister. And put Des van Rooyen in charge, and the Rand plummeted. It takes Moody's to degrade our bond status to junk, and the Rand plummets. You know, so just the threat of it was enough back in 2019, and so yeah, it's these are unfortunately how financial markets move, and Elon Musk is an influential figure in that market for now. I don't think it'll be like that forever, but for now he is.
Interesting stuff. Did you happen to catch his Saturday Night Live appearance this past weekend? His guest spot.
I see a lot of people didn't think it was funny. I'm going to be controversial. I thought it was hilarious, and moving. I watched the whole thing. You know, where they honored their mothers, all the performers, including Musk. Mm-hmm. Where he openly spoke about Asperger's syndrome. Mm. In between the laughs, there were some moving moments as well. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Okay, the humane or the human side of Elon Musk there coming through. Jan Vermeulen, always a pleasure. Thanks for helping us understand a little bit better, or understand a little bit just the world of Bitcoin and the world of Bitcoin, and seeing, understanding what it is, the forces that come to bear to move the needle there. Editor at large at My Broadband, that's Jan's day job. And from time to time on weekends, we bother him and say, hey, come hang out with us on a Saturday morning.